Okay, I hope everybody enjoyed Rabbi Radinsky last week. Yeah. Thought it was a phenomenal shiur. Oh, yeah. And I am happy to concede my slot to him absolutely any time that he would like. It's totally all his. Okay, we are on Kuftes Zayin Amud Beis. We continue our trek through Arvei Psachim, 10th chapter of Maseches Psachim, Kuftes Zayin 116b. We read the Mishnah. A very long Mishnah, and we began the Gemara. We saw the beginning of the Gemara that tells us the practice of Rava, the Matzah Tzarech Lahagbiyah, Marah Tzarech Lahagbiyah, and Basar Eina Tzarech Lahagbiyah, V'lo'od El Shinira Ka'ochel Kachim Bachutz. We saw the origin of our custom that at the Seder table, when we say, in fact, Rabbi Gamliel's formula, we lift the different items we are referring to, Marah Zesh Anu Ochlim, the Matzah Zesh Anu Ochlim, and the Pesach, we do not. And the Gemara quickly points out, not only is it not optional, but rather you are forbidden. And the reason you are forbidden is because it gives the appearance of eating kachin b'chutz. If you eat a kezayis of kachin b'chutz la'azara, you get malchus. It's a lav. So therefore, one should not even give that impression. To avoid the impression, we don't even point at the zroah, lest one confuse it as if it's actually the korban pesach. Okay, so we're going to continue in the Gemara, and we're going to continue with the next sugya that deals with a blind person. And there are fascinating conclusions that come from here, discussions that come from here. Amar Rav Acha Bar Yaakov. Everyone see where we are? Amar Rav Acha Bar Yaakov. 2-4, about 10 lines up in the Gemara. 2 lines down where the Gemara begins, after the Mishnah. Amar Rav Acha Bar Yaakov. Suma. Suma is a blind person. Pater Milomar Haggadah. So Rav Acha Bar Yaakov is of the opinion that a blind person is exempt from reciting the Haggadah, from telling the story on Pesach night. Where does he get that from? Ksiv hacha. It says here regarding the obligation of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, Ba'avur zeh, the complete pasuk is, V'igarat l'avincha b'yamahu le'mor ba'avur zeh, asa Hashem li b'mitzayisi b'mitzrayim. So ba'avur zeh, uksiv hasam. And it says there, where is there? Regarding the mitzvah of Ben Sora Rumora, it says there, B'neinu zeh, Sora Rumora. So you see the same connection of the word, Gzera Shava, of the word Zeh. Mala hala, and just like there, Zeh, Prat Lusuma, just like the word Zeh exempts. That if one of the parents of this rebellious child, either the mother or father, was blind, the child would be exempt from being deemed a Ben Sora Remora. Sa'afkan, here too, from the word Zeh, Prat Lusuma. Bavur zeh sashem li b'tzeisim Mitzrayim. There are a few unusual things about this limud. What bothers you most about this limud? What bothers you about this gzeirah shava? What? Yeah. So look at the Rashbam. Says the Rashbam, Prat l'sumin, that ba'avur zeh exempts the summa, midichsiv zeh, mashma shiakiru, b'riyas ayin. When you say, v'igalta vincha b'yom ha'ule mor, you tell your child on this day saying, ba'avur zeh, because of this, asa Hashem li b'tzeisim Mitzrayim. So you have to be able to see with your eye what the this is. Linda, you have more? Anyone else not get the sheets? One, we have one missing up here. Ba'avur zeh. So first of all, it bothers me because the Bavur Zeh is talking about Yitzias Mitzrayim. You could have 20/20 vision at the Seder, you're not going to see Yitzias Mitzrayim. So what's the Zeh? Oh, so we're going to come back to that. But note the Rashbam says that the Prat L'Suma is, I lost my place. Oh, Midichsiv Zeh, Mashma Shiyakiru B'Riyas Ayin. It's Mashma that you have to be able to see. Aye, what are you seeing? Because the Zeh and the Pasuk is Bavur Zeh, because of the fact that we left Egypt. So you're not seeing that we left Egypt, so maybe it means seeing the props. If you can't see the matzah and the maror, you can't see the zeroah and the beitzah, you can't see the props at the Seder table, so the Summa is exempt, you cannot fully complete Bavur Zeh. What disturbs me even more about this limud, and I'm surprised it's not disturbing any of you, Ben Sora Remora. What do we know about Ben Sora Remora? Lahaya v'lo nivra. It doesn't exist. The Gemara tells us Ben Sora Omora never was and never will be. Why does the Torah take up precious real estate to relay the dinim of Ben Sora Omora? Lagdil Torah la'adira. Limar Torah. You get a kiyum in the mitzvah of limud Torah, which is in itself a discussion. And you see a fulfillment of limud Torah even for that which is not put into practice. I would have said to you, what do you mean? If there never was and never will be a ben Sora Mora, ain't bitl Torah gadol mizeh? That's the greatest bitl Torah. And Rav Schechter, who's coming, be speaking tomorrow night and Sunday morning and over Shabbos. Rav Schechter, I remember in Shir used to say, you know, you'd think maybe learning the Havamin of the Gemara is bitl Torah. Maybe learning the opinion in the Machlokas that we reject and we don't follow is bitl Torah. Maybe learning Gemara is bitl Torah. Go right to the bottom line. You quote a Machlokas Tanoim, a Machlokas Amoraim, you go through the Shakla Vataria. It's a waste to get to who we paskin like, because that's the only practical takeaway. The Havamina that we rejected, or the opinion that we don't accept, maybe that's Bittul Torah. But you see that it's not Bittul Torah. It's part of the rubric, it's part of the body of Torah. And so the same is true here. Ben Sora Omora, despite the fact that Lohayav Lanivra, La'agdil Torah La'adira, the Gemara learns Gzera Shava from a din that never was and never will be. It's amazing, no? I thought that's fascinating. I might have thought, okay, so the Torah includes Ben Sora Omora, so I can learn from it about parenting. Rav Hirsch has beautiful instructions about parenting. But to learn a gzera shava from a din that never was and never will be? But the Gemara doesn't hesitate, and the Gemara learns this gzera shava. So here we go. You ready to have some fun? Now the Gemara says, Inni, is this true? Is what true? Is it true that a blind person is exempt from saying the Haggadah? The Amar Marei Mar, Shiltinu L'Rabbanu Debir of Yosef, Manda Amar Gad Debir of Yosef. This is a great empirical detective work. We know that Rav Yosef was blind and the other famous blind, Rav Sheshes. So if you want to know whether a blind person is exempt from saying Haggadah, one great proof, one great way to collect evidence is to go to great rabbis in Poskim who are blind and see what they do. So Marema says, what do you mean the blind person is exempt from the Haggadah? We asked L'Rabbanan Debir of Yosef. We asked in the Beis Medrash of Yosef, Manda Amar Gad Debir of Yosef. Who says over the Haggadah? Anyone here been to Rav Yosef for Pesach? Le'el HaSeder? And the boys in the Beis Medrash said, yeah, we've been there. Who says the Haggadah at his Yantif table? And what are they, Amru? What do they answer? What do they answer? Rav Yosef. Manda Amar Gad Debir of Sheshes. And who says the Haggadah at the home of Rav Sheshes? Amru, they answer, Rav Sheshes. See, what's the question? How can you tell me a blind person is exempt? Summa is potter from saying the Haggadah. What do you mean? Maisa listor. We have evidence against. When we checked out with Rav Sheshes Tamidim, we checked out with Rav Yosef Tamidim, they were both blind, and they themselves said the Haggadah. So Phil is bothered. Phil, what are you bothered by?
Because it doesn't say you cannot say it.
You're not needed to say it. Oh, so everybody relax. We're going to... No, that's exactly the Nakuda. We'll see how much time we have and how far we get. But there is a huge discussion of the Rishonim over here. Who says that Rav Yosef and Rav Sheshes can't volunteer to say the Haggadah? So tell me how you know that it's not true. Oh, because you have to be medayik. The Gemara didn't ask, did they also say the Haggadah? Had the Gemara asked, did Rav Yosef and Rav Sheshes also say the Haggadah? So then you could say they volunteered. And we're going to get into a whole discussion. That it's a big machlokas, machlokas Rishon, machlokas Mechaber Ramah. Can someone who's exempt volunteer a bracha? On a mitzvah. We'll get into it in a moment. But the Gemara, you have to be medayik. The Gemara did not say, did Rav Yosef and Rav Sheshes volunteer? Did they say it also? The Gemara says, who led the Haggadah? And we know we have a klal. We know we have a klal in Rosh Hashanah Chavtes Amar Aleph. Kol she'enu mechuyev bedavar inu motzi yisaram yidei chavasan. If you are not obligated, you cannot be motzi, you cannot exempt others. So that was the question Marei Mar's asking. How can you, Rav Acha bar Yankov, tell me that a blind person is exempt? I checked it out in the Beis Medrash of Rav Sheshes and Rav Yosef, and it's not that they volunteered the Haggadah, they led the Haggadah. They led the Haggadah. Man da amar agarat abei Rav Yosef. Who said over the Haggadah?
So does that mean
not did Rav Yosef also say the Haggadah, but who said the Haggadah? In other words, it's interesting. It was a detective question. It was a very intelligent way to phrase the question. If the question were, did Rav Yosef say the Haggadah? Did Rav Sheshes say the Haggadah? And the Talmud answered yes, you wouldn't know. But he didn't ask that. He asked, Man da amar agarat. Who said that? Who led the Haggadah? Who led the Haggadah? In fact, if you look at the first page. Oh, so good. Hold the thought. So the Minchas Chinuch. Look at page one of your handout. The Minchas Chinuch. Sorry, it's a little bit blurry. It's Mitzvah Chaf Aleph. The Minchas Chinuch. The Mitzvah Chaf Aleph. The Mitzvah Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. Oz Dalad. And he says, you see the following from here. Zebar. Anytime you have a mitzvah which is dependent on speech, one can exempt another. I can bench and you can answer. In fact, that's the original way and the ideal way benching was designed. The exception is you have to say Shema. Kabbalah Shemayim. You cannot be Yotze with someone else, you have to say it. I am Rishonim of Urchaim. So the Minchas Chinuch says on the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, not every participant in the Seder needs to articulate every word of the Haggadah. Whoever is reading can be motzi the others. Moreover, let's say you already ran through the Haggadah and you want to recite the Haggadah a second time to be motzi someone else, you can. Just like we know the principle of Matzi Yotzi. Yeah, just like we know we have this principle when it comes to other mitzvahs. For example, if I make Kiddush on Shabbos, and then I have you over for lunch, you haven't yet made Kiddush, I can make Kiddush again to be motzi you. I'm blowing the shofar, and I'm going to say the bracha, even though you haven't been yotzei, it's better for you to say, but if you can't say the bracha, I could even say the bracha. We have a principle, yotzei motzi. So says the Minchas Chinuch, that first of all, Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim works the same way that one person can be motzi another, A, and B, yotzei motzi even works. The condition is, the criteria is, the only time you can exempt someone else is when you are an equal chiyuv. If you are not a real chiyuv or a chiyuv on the same level, they're chayiv deraisa, you're chayiv derabanan, they're chayiv and you're not chayiv at all, then you cannot be motzi the other. Ayin shas kama pa'amim. Umafurish b'psachim kufta zayin amud beis. Our Gemara. Rav Yosef and Rav Sheshes amru ha-ha-gada. So you see the diuk. Rav Sheshes and Rav Yosef led the Haggadah, and if in fact a blind person was exempt, they would not be able to fulfill the others. Everybody knows. Yes.
If I've already been Yotzei, where do I know from here that I can be motzi someone else? I've already fulfilled my kiyuv.
Yeah. You don't know it here. It's a Gemara in Rosh
Hashanah. There still is a kiyuv on me?
I'll tell you an amazing pshat. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, I think it's Daf Chav Tes. The Gemara there says, Yotza motzi. Af bisha yotza motzi acher mesidei chavasim. And the Gemara learns it from a drasha, from a pasuk, having to do with arvus. Kol Yisrael arevim zeh bazeh, a pasuk that deals with arvus, midin kol arevim Yisrael zeh bazeh, therefore yatsa motzi. So Rashi there says something incredible. If I sit down, I hope I won't offend anybody. You can see and hear me. If you can't see and hear me in the back, let me know. So even though you are yatsa, the Gemara learns from midin arvus that yatsa motzi. And Rashi there makes an unbelievable comment. Rashi there says, what does it mean, midin kol Yisrael arevim zeh bazeh, the yatsa motzi? It means that if I say Kiddush, but there's a Jew in the world who has not yet said Kiddush, am I Yotze Kiddush?
No.
I could say Kiddush 50 times, but if there's a Yid who hasn't said Kiddush and needs me to be Motzi them, I'm not Yotze. So there's two levels of being Yotze Mitzvahs according to Rashi and Rosh Hashanah. There's one level of being Yotze Mitzvahs, my particular individual specific mitzvah. Did I say Kiddush? Did I hear the shofar? Did I read the Megillah? There's my specific individual mitzvah. And then there's the global Jewish people who have an obligation. And so long as there is a Jew who's not yet been Yotzei, midin kol Yisrael arev mzeh bazeh, I haven't been Yotzei. Takes kol Yisrael arev mzeh bazeh to another level.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
I'm going to wait 12 hours.
It's a beautiful, beautiful pshat. What?
I
got
to wait 12 hours.
Yeah. It doesn't mean anyone in your time zone. It means anyone in your sphere, anybody in your circle that you could be motzi. You're not. In other words, here's the real question. The real question that Rashi is coming to answer is, why isn't it a bracha levatala? I was Yotze Kiddush. I was Yotze Shofar. I was Yotze Megillah. Why isn't it a bracha levatala? That's what's really bothering Rashi. So Rashi answers, the reason it's not a bracha levatala is, I'm not completely Yotze. Until every Jew in my circle who needs me to be Motzi them is Yotze, I'm not yet Yotze. So that's Rashi explaining the din of Arva. So you see from the Minchas Chinuch, what do you see from the Minchas Chinuch? That like any other din of Shomea Kona, that Yisip Yitzias Mitzrayim works through Shomea Kona. How does Yotze Motzi work? Yotze Motzi works through Shomea Kona. You hear me. By you hearing me, it's as if you answer. When you answer, I'm Yotze you. So the Minchas Chinuch is saying that Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim works through Shomea Kaona. So it's unnecessary for every individual at the Seder table to recite the whole Haggadah word for word. You should know the Maharam al-Shakar in his Tshuvas, Simen Yud, disagrees. And he says, Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, you're not Yotze Shomea Kaona. Aye, why is it an exemption? If all other mitzvahs Shebedibur, all the other mitzvahs having to do with speech, you could be Yotze, except Kriya Shema, based on the Yerushalmi. So why, according to Maharam HaShakar, why should Tzibri Tzibri Mitzrayim be different? So he says, because straight in the Pasuk, V'higarta Levincha. V'higarta Levincha means you have to say Haggadah. You have to explain it, you have to say it. And if you have to say it, someone else can't be Yotze with it. So that's the Minchas Chinuch and the Maharam HaShakar. Can you be Yotze, Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, Shomea Kaona or not? You have this discussion continuing. Are these pages? Hold on. Yeah.
Six.
Go to page 6. The Stipler Gon. Stipler is the Kilas Yankov. The great Stipler. In his Kilas Yaakov, in Psachim Simon Kuftes, he says the following. We're looking at the last line on page 6. B'psachim kutas zayin. The Rosh Hashanah Rav Yosef Amrei Agarata. Turn the page to page 9. V'otziu achirim. Our Gemara said Rav Yosef and Rav Sheshes were blind, yet they exempted others by reciting the Haggadah. Ayin Tosfos Megillah. Page 9, the last page of the handout.
No, page 8.
We started on 8, we're on 9. Go to page 9, the top right corner of page 9. Ayin Tosfos Megillah says the Stipler, Shehochichu Mikan Desuma Yochel Lahotzi B'Mitzvah D'Rabbanan. You see from here that a Suma can be Motzi someone else in a Mitzvah which is D'Rabbanan. Why? Because assuming for a moment here in the Stipler that the blind person might be exempt biblically but remains obligated rabbinically. V'hineh kvar chakarti b'nyan Shomea Kaona im ha-kavana de'ashmiya choshev ki'ilu omer b'piv o ha-kavana de'amiris ha-omer choshev ki'ilu omer ha-shomea. Says the Stipler, a great Chakira, Lundus. How does Shomea Kaona work? I say Kiddush, you heard it, therefore it's as if you said it. How does Shomea Kaona work? What are the two possibilities? Is it that Ashmiya Chashav Ki'ilu Amar Bepiv? Is it that when you hear me recite Kiddush, it's as if you recited Kiddush? Oh, Akavana Damiris Amar Chashav Ki'ilu Amar Shomea Uchinyan Shlichus Raksha B'mitzvah Utanai Shetzarach L'shmoa. Or is it not that when I say it and you hear it, it's as if you said it? It was never as if you said it. I'm the only one who said it. It's just that by your hearing it, I became your shliach.
By your intention that you're including everybody in the Kiddush.
Correct. So how does Shomea Kaona, in general, Kiddush, Brachos, Havdalah, how does Shomea Kaona work?
If you say Amen, you're acknowledging Eves Malem.
But what does the Amen of Shomea Kaona accomplish? Is it make it when I say ditto? Does that make it as if I said the same thing you said? It counts as if I literally said it. Or no, I never said it. And it doesn't count as if I said it. But I made you my shliach. And I could be Yotze through you as my shliach. How does Shomea Kaona work? That's a chakira, a famous chakira in Shomea Kaona. He says, V'nira d'mikan raya, d'imnoma d'ashmiya chashav kamira, yikshe, d'nihida amira mikomakum l'gara ma'umar balachash, sh'al koponim ein Shomea as amiraso. He says, you see from here, evidence, that if you say the Shmiya, that hearing, as if you said it, you'd have a problem with our Gemara. Umemela ein kan sipur yitzias Mitzrayim rak amiras yitzias Mitzrayim. Afa ken de sipur shachaver chashiv kilu sipur ba'atzmo uchinyan shlichus. Umemela lefizeh hudenami berchas konim yitochen yichon lahotzi midin shomea kaona. So he says, you see from here, this is a mitzvah b'dibur. Shomea is kaona, but shomea is not kahagada. Shomea is not kemesaper. So whether you can be Yotze, somebody else leading the Seder, might depend on how Shomea Kaona works. That's what the Stipler is trying to say. If Shomea Kaona works that when I listen to you, it's as if I said it, then it shouldn't work here. Because it's not enough for me to say it. I need to accomplish more than Amira. I need to accomplish Haggadah and Sipur. But if Shomea Kohen works, that I can be Yotzei through you as a Shliach, so too over here. The mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, I'm Yotzei as a Shliach. You're Motzi me as my Shliach in the recitation of the Haggadah. Does everyone follow that? A Chakira. How does Shomea Kohen work? When I listen to you say something and answer Amen, and I'm Yotzei, does it work because it's as if I said it? Or does it work because I never said it, but you're my Shliach, I'm Yotzei through you?
Says the said Shomea Kemedaber. Since it says Shomea Ko'oina, is a raya that is not the, as
good.
If you
so that's
said.
Also in this discussion, some bring a raya. It says Shomea is Ko'ona, and Ona is Kemedaber.
Right.
In other words, when you answer, are you Yotzei Shomea Ko'ona if you didn't answer Amen? You hear somebody else say Kiddush and you didn't answer Amen. Were you Yotzei? So it's not. So it's a big discussion how Shomea Ko'ona works. If Ona, if Amen is ditto, it's as if I said it. I just hear it. How is that as if I said it? But if I say, you say something, right? You get up and you say, this is my favorite presidential candidate and why they're the best and why everyone else is the worst and this is why I vote for, this is why I believe. And someone standing next to them says, ditto. Same here. So it's as if they said the same thing. Right? The fact that they stood there and heard it doesn't mean it's as if they said it. They have to say ditto. Amen is ditto. So how does Shomea Kohen work? Anyway, this type, I don't want to get lost in this, but the stipler brings a raya from our Gemara in one side of this Chakira of how Shomea Ka'ona
can a Summa be a Shliach? Can a Summa be a Shliach? No.
Can a Summa be a Shliach? No.
So from the start of that,
well, that's a big discussion. It depends.
No, you can't tell that it wasn't a Shliach.
Correct. It depends if the Summa is obligated in the mitzvah or not.
Then he could be a Shliach.
If he's obligated in the mitzvah, he could be a Shliach. Anyone who's not obligated in the mitzvah can't serve as your Shliach.
Blind people did come out of Mitzrayim, so why can they say Avodim on Yinu? A blind person was also.
That's a limud. It's a Gzeres Hakosov. Rav Acha BeYaakov quotes it as a Gzeres Hakosov. It says Bavur Zeh. Zeh means that the Summa Prat La Summa. The Summa is exempt. Okay, let's keep going. So we're in the middle of a question. The Gemara asked, how could you, Rav Acha BeYaakov, claim that a blind person is exempt from saying the Haggadah? We went to the Beis Medrash of Rav Yosef and Rav Sheshis, and we found out they both led the Haggadah. To which we said, maybe they just volunteered it. No, it said they led it. To which we see, like the Minchas Chinuch, and like the Stipler, that you do not need to articulate every word at your Seder. Not everyone around the table needs to say every word. You could listen and be Yotzei with whoever's leading. Maram Ashakar says, no, everyone needs to say it for themselves. You can't use Shomea Ka'ona with Sipri Tzias Mitzrayim, with Haggadah, because of the Pasuk V'igarta Levincha. But we're in the middle of a question. So the Gemara answers, Kasavre Rabbanon. The Rabbanon explained, Matzah Bezmanazeh Derabbanon. The Matzah today is Derabbanon. And implicit in that answer is that Haggadah depends on Matzah. And therefore, since it's Derabbanon, true, the blind person is exempt biblically from Haggadah because it says Bavur Zeh, but the blind person remains obligated rabbinically. And Matzah today, Haggadah today is only rabbinic because this is going according to the opinion that Matzah is rabbinic, and therefore the Summa can be Motzi others. Not according to this opinion. Remember we agreed. Maror, everyone agrees, Bizman HaZeh is Derabbanan. And why do we know Mara is the Rabbanon Bizman HaZeh? Because the Pasuk links Mara with Pesach. If there's no Pesach, Mara is the Rabbanon. So what about Matzah? So we said there's two Psukim with Matzah. One Pasuk of Matzah is Be'erev Tochlu Matzos. And the other is that the Matzah is eaten with the Korban Pesach and the Mara. So do you say there's Tvei Dinim in Matzah? Remember we spoke about this at length. Maybe there's Tvei Dinim in Matzah. So therefore, matzah can be the Ba'erev Tochlu Matzos aspect of matzah remains Da'araisa. But here, the Gemara is assuming that according to this opinion, matzah is Da'rabbanon. There's not Tzvei Dinim. There's one Din. And according to this one Din, Al Matzah Sumarorim Yachlu, there's no Pesach, there's no matzah. Again, what should jump out at you though, and it jumps out at the Rishonim is, as I said, the Gemara asked about Haggadah. What are you giving me an answer about matzah? You asked about Haggadah. Mm-hmm. How could you say the blind person? How could you say Rav Yosef and Rav Sheshes were motzi their yeshivas in Haggadah? You just told me that a Summa is exempt. To which we answer, no, we're going according to the opinion that matzah today is derabbanan.
Are they making a difference between midiraisa and midirabbanan?
Yeah, that's exactly what they do.
Yeah. Yeah, but we talk about Babu's there, and it shows.
So they don't hold
because the matzahs point to the matzahs. So maybe that's what that's the relation.
I understand. Yeah.
That's.
Yeah. So let's keep going. So the Gemara asks, Michlal, the Rav Acher bar Yankov, Sover Matzah b'Zman Hazeh Daraisa. So Rav Acher bar Yaakov said that a Summa is exempt, must have been talking at the biblical level, the Summa is exempt. Because we just established that if you believe Matzah is the Rabbanon, that's why a Summa can be Motzi you in Haggadah. So Rav Acher bar Yaakov said a Summa is exempt, must have been talking at the biblical level, he must hold that Matzah too is Daraisa. But that doesn't make sense. Because Rav Acher bar Yaakov is goofa the one who holds that matzah today remains derabanan. So therefore, how could it doesn't stim? How could Rav Acher bar Yaakov say the blind person is exempt from Haggadah, yet he holds matzah is deraisa, yet Rav Yosef and Rav Sheshes were motzi their yeshivas in Haggadah? What's going on here? So it must be, answers the Gemara, even though Rav Acher bar Yaakov holds that matzah is derabanan, nevertheless, kasavar, he nevertheless holds that a blind person is exempt and can't be yotzi others. Why? Called the tikkun rabbanan, kein deoraisa tikkun. Because even though matzah is only derabanan, when the rabbis establish a takana, they always follow the model of the Torah example of it. Schechter has an essay in his Sefer Bikvei Atzon on this topic. Called the tikkun rabbanan, kein deoraisa tikkun. That every time the rabbanan establish a takana, it follows the biblical. And in that essay, he distinguishes. Not every takana de rabbanan. It depends on the nature. Sometimes you have a takana de rabbanan. So for example, bizman hazeh, where we're not really obligated to take lulav and esrog all 7 days, and the rabbanan said to take the lulav and esrog all 7 days, so that's a de rabbanan ke'in daraisa. Why? Because they're taking an existing mitzvah, and they are reestablishing it. They are extending it. Here too, there's a mitzvah called matzah. For some technical reason that we don't have a carbon Pesach, we are exempt from matzah deraisa. Rabbanan came along and said, nah, you know what? Still eat the matzah. So that's kein deraisa. They established it following the original pattern. They established it following the original template that was deraisa. But when the Rabbanan give an altogether new mitzvah, when it's not reestablishing or there is no biblical template to follow, then the principle wouldn't apply. So here that when the Kosover, here Rav Acher bar Yaakov, truly holds matzah derabanan, yet he exempts a summa. Why? Because called tikkun rabbanan kein deraisa tikkun. So the Gemara says, so if that's true, Rav Sheshel does Yosef Nami, Havadai called the tikkun rabbanan kein deraisa tikkun. They too agree with that principle that the rabbanan established their mitzvahs kein deraisa. So why would they lead the Haggadah? They too should practice or see themselves as exempt. How are they motzi others? If they also embrace this principle of kol d'tikkun rabbanan kein deraisa tikkun, how could they have been motzi others? So from the strength of this question, the Gemara therefore says no. Really, it must be that a blind person is obligated in the Haggadah midaraisa. And really, everybody shares an equal obligation, and that's why the blind person can even be motzi those who can see. And even though Rav Acher bar Yaakov learned it from a pasuk, they disagree. Hachi Ashta, from the following. Bishlam Mahasam, remember, what was Rav Acher bar Yaakov's limud? Bavur Zeh. He had a gzeir shava about Zeh. It says Bavur Zeh regarding Yitzias Mitzrayim, and it says B'neinu Zeh, so B'neinu Zeh, Sorer. Zolovasove. So our son is rebellious. The Gzer Shalov, Zezes, Rav Acher bar Yaakov, Prat Lasuma, the blind person is exempt. So come along, Rav Yosef and Rav Sheshes, and they disagree. No. Hachi Ashta, Bishlam Mahasam. Maybe over there with Ben Soru Mora, Midahavale Lamechta, Beneinu Hu, Uksiv Beneinu Ze, Shmamina Prat Lasuma, Hudasa. Really, there was an alternative way to write it. So in order to be able to free up a word to use it for Gzeir Shava, there has to be an alternative way to write it. So I understand the Zeh of Ben Sora Umora was free because it was unnecessary. It was Mufna. You could have written Beneinu Hu. Why'd you have to say Beneinu Zeh? Elamai, the Zeh was to teach you something extra. However, and what was that extra thing you learned? The extra thing you learned is that the blind person is exempt. But here, ilav bavur zeh, my lichtov. Here, when you're talking about the pasuk about Yitzias Mitzrayim, The pasuk says, "Vigat lavincha bayom ahu lemor ba'avur." What would you have put instead of zeh? Zeh is the natural word to have there. So since it's not free, it's not mufna, it's not extra, it's not available to learn something extra through gzeir shava. So therefore, el ba'avur matzah umar hu da'asa. What is ba'avur zeh? The matzah and the mar. So ba'avur zeh is not coming to teach you that a blind person is exempt. It's coming to teach you that you commemorate Yitzias Mitzrayim through matzah and through mar. So Rav Acher bar Yaakov learns gzeir shava zeh zeh, and therefore says a blind person is exempt. Rav Yosef and Rav Sheshes disagree. They don't learn that gzeir shava, and therefore they believe that a blind person remains obligate. Look at the Rashbam. He explains it this way. Says the Rashbam, "Bavur matzah umaru da'asa lekach ani ocha matzah umaru zecha l'masha asu libetzesim mitzrayim." In other words, bavur ze, because I left Egypt, I'm eating matzah and maru. Rav Sheshes and Rav Yosef gzeir shava lo gamrei. So the Rashbam understands this as a machlokas between Rav Acher bar Yaakov and Rav Sheshes and Rav Yosef over the issue of, do you learn this particular gzeir shava or not? However, the Ran, in its Chidushi Aran, you do not have it in the handout, I didn't have a chance to copy it. The Ran and the Rabbeinu David, it's the commentary of Rishon HaPsachim, disagree. And they say the machlokas in the conclusion, based on the conclusion of the Gemara, the machlokas does not revolve around whether you learn Gzeirah Shavah or not, because it's impossible to say that Rav Acher bar Yaakov would learn this Gzeirah Shavah, because the kasha is so strong. The word zeh is taka not free, it's not mufna. So what's left for him to learn the Gzeirah Shavah? So therefore, what's Rav Acher bar Yaakov getting it from? He's learning it in general. That from Ben Sora Mori, you learn the word zeh is prat l'suma. So therefore, too, the zeh, not because of gzeirah shava, but zeh is specific, it exempts the suma. It's a technical difference. Are you learning it because of the gzeirah shava proper, or are you learning it because of another form of one of the Yud Gimel Midos that we learn, Shatorah Nidrashes Bahem? But that's a machlokas between the Rishonim. It's an interesting question how they have a machlokas about gzeirah shava. The Gemara and Sukkah, Rashi and Tosos and Sukkah have a debate whether someone can learn a gzeirah shava that they did not receive from someone earlier. Can you learn a new gzeirah shava? Do you have to have a mesorah for a gzeirah shava? So here exactly, Rav Acher bar Yaakov has the gzeirah shava, Rav Yosef and Rav Sheshes do not have the gzeirah shava. There's a discussion. Okay, so that's the entire Gemara. That's the whole Gemara that I wanted to see. This is a unit of the Gemara. Rav Acher bar Yaakov says the blind person is exempt. Rav Yosef and Rav Sheshes say disagree, and they say he is obligated. And the Gemara goes through trying to say, perhaps it might depend on the question of, is matzah bizmanazeh d'oraisa, or is matzah bizmanazeh d'rabbanan? I want to tell you, it's not in your handout. I just printed it out. Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, the Har Tzvi, the former chief rabbi of Yerushalayim, the father-in-law of I love to quote recently, new. Who have I been quoting? Menachem Tzion from Chicago. So anyway, the Har Tzvi, Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank in his tshuva, Simon Nun Zayin says, Mitzvah sa'agadah b'la Pesach sha'mitzvah ilahagid la'achirim. Ugemar psachim l'chor ha'mashma d'yesh b'zeh shomei ha'ka'ona. T'isa shamsum ha'potam ilomar ha'gadah. L'amar ma'arim ha'arman da'amar ha'gadah b'erav Yosef. V'yayim b'sefer shevach Pesach sh'be'emes mitzadi lomar kein. D'lo yeh shomei ha'ka'ona b'agadah t'la Pesach m'shum shachiv l'hagid la'achirim. V'yigadah t'lavincha. V'sefer yishrei levev b'shem avi v'agon b'achikrei lev. Sh'hiksa zeh misugi de psachim anal. V'ayin shom, mashakos of the Yashayev, Divra Hashem of Pesach, the first, the Gemara B'derach Acheres. Ulam lo mashma came in Divra Hashem of Farshim. The Yim B'Beis Yosef, Shakos B'Shem Rabbeinu Yeruchim, the Summa Chayev B'Agadim Yidrabbonim, V'yachol Otzias Rabbim Yidei Chovasim. So the Har Tzvi also, Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank 2 says, you see from our Gemara evidence that you could be Motzi, Shomei Ha'Kona works through on Haggadah. It's a machlokas, but the Tzvi Pesach Frank wants to paskin that you see that Shomei Ha'Kona works on Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim on the Haggadah. Not everybody needs to articulate every word of the Haggadah, but you can be Yotzei with someone saying it on your behalf. Okay, a few more points. You have to listen. Yeah, if you're asleep or drunk or you know.
Everyone does not have to hear every word.
The Haggadah?
Does
It's a whole question. Whoever's serving the Seder and has to heat up the food often struggles with that. So leave that aside.
As long as it said Pesach.
Oh. Okay. Let me call your attention to a few things. The Rishonim have a big discussion here. We're not going to get into it at length, but I want to call your attention to it. Open to page 2. The Gemara in Baba Kama, Pezai. The Gemara Baba Kama Pezai in his discussion, this machlokas, about whether blind people are obligated or exempt from mitzvahs. If you look, 2, 4, 6 lines, short lines up. Amar of Yosef. Rav Yosef says, Meresh. I'm sorry, let's start even earlier. Let's start 2, 4, 6 lines down from the top. All the way from the top of the page. Rabbi Yehuda said, a blind person is exempt from all mitzvahs. Amar of Shisha Breder of Aidi, my time at Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Krav, Eila, mitzvahs achukim v'mishpatim, kosh yeshna b'mishpatim, yeshna b'mitzvahs v'chukim, v'chosh eina b'mishpatim, eina b'mitzvahs v'chukim. And therefore, a blind person who is not in mishpat, in other words, there are different rules, civil tort law, regarding a blind person than everyone else. Since the mishpatim apply differently to a blind person, so too the chukim and the mitzvos. So therefore, his opinion is, based on the pasuk, a blind person is exempt. Amar of Yosef. At first, when I heard in the name of Rabbi Yehuda that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, that a blind person is exempt from mitzvos, I wanted to make a party, a yom tov l'rabbanan. My time, the lo mafkad dina of a kavid to mitzvos. Why? Because I'm not obligated, and yet I'm volunteering. So when I first heard that I'm blind and I'm exempt, I was so excited because it made me at a higher level. Even though I'm blind, I'm nevertheless volunteering. Ooh, isn't that amazing? V'hashta d'shamis laha. But now that I heard that Rabbi Chanina d'amar Rabbi Chanina, gadol ha-metzuv avosa, m'misha'ina metzuv avosa. But now that I learned, says Rav Yosef, now that I learned that it's the opposite, pum fakert, that if you're exempt and you volunteer, you're on a lower level than the person who does it. Now, man d'amar li'ein alachak Rabbi Yehuda, avida yomatav l'rabbanon. Now I'll take anyone out for a steak dinner who will tell me the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda. My time is kimafkirin easily agritfei, so that when I volunteer and do it, I get more. So the Gemara here quotes a machlokas. It's between Rabbi Yehuda and Biosi, I think, about whether a suma is chayev or pater in mitzvos. What is the status of a suma in mitzvos? Rabbi Yehuda holds a suma is exempt. I'm sorry, Rabbi Meir. And Rabbi Meir holds that a suma, that a blind person is chayev. So you see, that's preferish here in the Gemara Baba Kama.
You're talking about a suma from birth, or even in the middle of a lifetime? Somebody...
Even in the middle of a lifetime. Yeah. Even in the middle of a lifetime. Well, the Gemara, though, goes through those issues. I think we had it recently at Daf, didn't we? If you've almost like subas, what if you became... Well, we had it more in terms of if you were pikeach and a chayrish. Anyway, so the question that we have is, is Rav Acher Bar Yaakov paskening like Rabbi Yehuda? Is he going against Rabbi Meir? How could that be? What's going on here? So the Mordechai talks about this. Turn to page 3. On the bottom of page 3, on the right column, where you see Tavshin Tzadiches, how can a blind person, a sagi nahor, how can he exempt his family in Kiddush? He's only obligated midrabanan. So how can the blind person who's only obligated midrabanan exempt his family who are obligated doraisa? And he has a whole discussion about it. So this whole long paragraph deals with it. And then go to the end, towards the end of this paragraph, where he writes, this is the part that's relevant for us. So even though normally in a machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir, our principles say that we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, in this case, based on the Mishnah in Achovel, it seems we paskin like Rabbi Meir. Which raises the question. So the Mordechai is saying the following. If you believe that a blind person like Rabbi Yehuda is exempt from mitzvahs, why does Rav Acher bar Yaakov need the limud? Why do you need the limud of Bavur Zeh, the Gzeres Shava? What do you need the Gzeres Shava at all for? Must be Rav Acher bar Yaakov really paskins like Rav Meir, that normally the blind person is obligated in mitzvahs. And the only reason the blind person here is exempt is because you have the limud of Bavur Zeh. Okay. What?
How did they address the issue of blind persons like a mace?
The Gemara says yes. I mean, a woman who doesn't have children, the Gemara also says is like a mace, but she's still obligated in mitzvah she'enas man grama. So, it's that's meant more in terms of our sensitivity and compassion, not in terms of their status in mitzvahs. I gotta go?
The Rabbi Yehuda also has a pussy, no? Rabbi Yehuda also has a pussy to show that that the Summa is
correct, better. But it's a question of who we pass.
So why is Gzeres Shava any better than the Pusik?
It's not. He's trying to prove that the fact that Rav Acher bar Yaakov felt the need to get Gzeres Shava must be because otherwise he holds like Rav Meir. Okay, we have to stop here. I apologize, I have to leave early. But if you're not going to use the source, you'd send them in because we'll continue with this. Yeah. We're going to get through some great stuff. If you hold that really... Oh, we'll talk about it next week. Okay.